Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
Paul's looking at me funny.
Yeah. I understand why.
Here's the question. If you were in a relationship, or dare I say, even engaged or married, Mpo, and there was one guy who kept asking you out, but you didn't speak out against this guy's advances.
Okay.
And you just let him continually ask you out.
Yeah.
Would your husband be justified in saying, hey, dude, when are you coming to me?
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. Now listen to this.
Lunga Mbuiseni, are we talking to him? I don't know. It is possible. It's only him, and him only will speak for himself. But I will not be shocked that the ANC can talk to him, and probably is a good member of society. And in the realm of politics, he's a good politician. And so why not talk to him? At the end of the day, it's him who can take a decision about his future. So when his party ejects him like that, just kick somebody like Mbuiseni out. It means, hey, Julius is powerful. He's overconfident of himself. I mean, Mbuiseni class palace. He's not just a small boy and all of that in politics. It's like in the ANC, if I dismiss Mahlengi, do you think I'm mad? I won't do it. You know that. I'll actually beg her to stay if she were to think of jumping the ship. But if you are powerful, you are powerful. And then you think that Khalas Palisi Otswanagana Limbuiseni can just be kicked out like that. So there's nothing wrong for ANC members and everyone to talk to Mbuiseni. At the end is his choice. Because he has formally left the EFF. I don't know whether he has left the EFF, but I know in parliament. But if he leaves his party, why not talk to him and to join the ANC and contribute in the South African body politic of the country. He was shown that is of no value to his party. So what? At the end of the day, if he decides to be a politician and want to remain in politics and pursue the agenda of transformation, liberation of our people, we in the ANC, we are open to that. He can come. It's a platform for all South Africans to come and participate.
That is the ANC SG, Fikile Mbalula, yesterday, speaking in Dr. Mbuiseni's. Now, all along, I have felt that perhaps the treatment that Dr. Mbuiseni has received from the EFF was maybe unfair, a little bit unwarranted. But here, I fully understand if members of the EFF were to feel aggrieved. Because people are attacking the EFF now using his name. And granted, as far as we know, he hasn't left the EFF. He's only left Parliament. So, as a member of the EFF, he should at the very least come out and say, no, I'm not talking to the ANC or anything of the like. And he definitely shouldn't allow people to attack the party that he belongs to using his name.
I disagree with you.
But you just said that you agreed with the whole thing if somebody was quoting you.
In this particular instance, I disagree with you.
Tell me why you disagree.
Because if I'm already aggrieved, it's literally the same as being in a relationship. That's how you started, right?
Yeah.
And I'm very unhappy, and I keep telling my partner that I'm very unhappy.
Is he unhappy?
We don't know.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, if we're using a relationship, I'm very unhappy. I keep telling my partner that I'm very unhappy. Other people are advancing, and I'm keeping quiet. That is you, me also showing you ukuthi mangifuna ngahamba.
Hamba.
Not that I do not have any choices.
Hamba.
Mangifuna ngahamba.
Don't be passive aggressive. Hamba.
It's not being passive aggressive. It's showing you, the same person who, as Fikile Mbalula says, has got power, that I am not going to the wilderness. There are those who are actually courting me. There are those who are probably quoting me that you do not even know about. Just that this one is yep.
There's a lot that we don't know about, because the reason why we're in this situation is because you knew that another one of our members was leaving, and again, you didn't tell us about it. So it seems there's a lot, Wena, that you know that we don't know about.
My point. So you're not as powerful as you think you are.
Fine, then leave. I'll hang on. Leave openly.
When it suits me.
Yeah, look. things became hostile, dala, you know. So we all know it's not like Mbuyiseni Glozi is a proud and happy member of the EFF, as much as he hasn't come out and made a statement. But clearly, from everything Julius has said, he's persona non grata. So the relationship is tarnished. It's not even great. So they're still married, but it's very
it's hostile
and it's toxic as well. And I really don't get the game he's playing. Bro, we know that there's no future for you in the EFF. It's quite clear. And you are unwanted by the man. And if you're unwanted by the man, it from the outside, it looks like you're unwanted by the organization. So just leave and stop playing these games.
All along, I felt like it was personal. This now makes it an organizational issue for me.
Oh, I see, Zwe.
I think
that's extreme. I still agree with him, Paul, that in this context, it's not the same as how you framed it at the beginning. Mm-hmm. You can't blame someone for being courted, and you can't expect them to go and speak to the leadership that, by the way, some ANC members came to me, even those in the
You don't have to speak to the leadership. Just send a tweet. Be like, hey, guys, I'm not leaving the EFF. I'm not speaking to ANC.
I don't think it's necessary. I mean, you can let this whole thing play out. He's expressed, or at least he's indicated, that the only thing he's doing is resigning from parliament. Maybe he's got another role, whether in academia, we don't know. But nevertheless, he hasn't left the EFF. He's called a fighter.
The silence is what causes confusion.
No.
We do not need confusion at a time like this.
No, he's an EFF member.
Nah.
Outside of him being an EFF member, the party leader himself has attacked him countless times, and even then he kept quiet. So if you kept quiet when the party leader was attacking you publicly, when other people are courting you publicly, what do? You keep quiet.
Uthuleleni is my question.
Silence is golden.
Give us a shout and let us know what your thoughts are. People are now attacking the EFF using his name. I feel he has a duty to step in. What are your thoughts?
Good morning, Kaya Breakfast. We have a liar. Magathule bayicalile mabayiqeda bona la EFF.
It's funny.
Undlozi is playing the wise game. You know, a wise man listens more and talks less. So, all right, adlali game yakhe at the right time. Uzokhuluma because why kumele a respond manje while his future is bleak go EFF. So he doesn't know probably now what the future holds for him go EFF. What if now he will be kicked out of the EFF, you know, mali manje akadlali kanjalo. So if he responds prematurely and then he's booted out of the EFF, then what then? Why if he has declined the offer of ANC? So let him keep quiet while things unravel.
So then this is the disloyalty that Julius is talking about. Because not only are you biding time, but it means you're playing double dutch. Are you with us or are you not?
No, but here's the thing, right? If you started attacking me in public and nobody, even within the party, spoke out against that because ufaraman zindlini, you are showing division to everyone else outside. And I kept quiet. Now, all of a sudden, when the same waters that you put in are getting higher and higher, now everyone is using me as the weapon that you've handed them to.
But the EFF Constitution clearly states that as a member of the party, you must defend the party in public and in private.
But you did whenever not defend it's under the attack. You did not defend the party as the party leader. You brought in Amanzindlini.
He did defend the party.
No, he didn't. Ufaka Amanzindlini, wena as the leader.
Isizwe, ibeke wrong example mfo. Umpho uyo ibeke kahle. Nako relationship akusiwe lula ukuthi uhambe. Umuntu uyamthanda even though noma ubona ukuthi hayi nayi akasekho lapho, mara wena usamthanda. So yeah, in these terms, silent is golden. Agathule umfana, agathule, acabange kahle, iplan lezo zakhe.
Now, actually, the pain yokuhlala endaweni ongafunwa, angazi ibuhlungu kakhulu lo pain. So the honorable Ndlozi should just leave. Should just leave and leave. He's got a bright future, that guy. Akumelanga nje ahlale la ngafunwa khona.
Yazi iANC mayifuna kuwina lo khadi kumele imthathe uMbuyiseni. UMbuyiseni is a powerful, powerful, powerful man. Angimsoli uMbalula makakhuluma kanje, mara ngimsola uma ngabe yena seka khuluma ngomunye umuntu ukuthi uma ungalo ungayekela umuntu oso oyiphathi ANC ahambe, then lo muntu oyoshuthi umnike ipower mase ukuthi anything ayifunayo kuwe angayithola ngoba siyamtshela ukuthi uimportant. Muntu kamtshela ukuthi important. yabona uright ukuthi atshele loyo ofuna ukuza ngapha ukuthi important naye azokhona ukuthi eze yayibona so iANC ayithola uMbuyiseni uMbuyiseni powerful too much well educated azokhona ukubhusta lamakhehle ANC akafundanga.
That's funny.
Hi, season two man. Now, I mean, I think it's about time he talks, guys. There's no way about Tumuntu Tulile. When I back, we are Tula. Balance and we are Tula. No, it's about high time. Unaya Asumelun Jose Akulumi. And besides, he's still a party member. So, why does he allow people to join the party? Unless if I took Pumilo completely, then doesn't owe anybody a statement. But right now, he has to speak up. Pella lap. And we need to stop Nente with Muntumak shows a tie. Nizo hamba, nizo hamba, guys, hamban. Maybe a hamba, hamba, we are shall, we are
Vaya manje mekoniging.
Alahamba, we seen Angas and Bellul Indian and Bellukis Bambezil. Alahamba, no man, I have gotten to Alahamba VFF. Because clearly, I'm fool. Ever since he's no man, I agree on the NC.
It's unfortunate ukuthi people are looking for the weakness of the EFF. Now that because of this Lozi and then make a big deal out of it. The leadership didn't trust you. You need to redeem yourself work your way up and make sure that you regain that trust. So that's all that Lozi needs to do. And Lozi cannot divorce EFF because it's in him. If it divorces EFF, then it has to be somebody else and if it wants to join another party. And again, I mean, can you imagine if my KPA at the work was less than 3, and then now just because of it's less than 3, I need to find a way to bring it up. And that's what it's all about.
Hi, season two man. Now, I mean, I think it's about time he talks, guys. There's no way about Tumuntu Tulile. When I'm like, we are Tula. Balance and we are Tula, no. It's about high time Unaya Asumelun Jose Akulumi. And besides, he's still a party member, so why does he allow people to join the party? Unless if I took Pumilo completely, then doesn't owe anybody a statement. But right now, he has to speak up. Pella lap. And we need to stop Nente with Muntumak shows a tie. Nizo hamba, nizo hamba. Guys, hamban. Maybe a hamba, hamba. Maybe a shali, a shali.
It's no longer his duty to protect that organization, especially considering, you know, how they've been treating him lately, you know, and how actually they haven't had a bone in them to actually defend him in the public eye as well, you know, or speak on his behalf, rather. I mean, the latest interview that Julius did with JJ Tabani, it shows everyone, like, where Undlozi stands with the EFF, so I don't think it is his duty to now protect that organization. So he might as well just join the MK and then we win the next election, of course.
I think when it comes to Mbuyiseni, we've been seeing ukuthi Joe abasakufuni, you know, abasaki include in their plans. Kahle kahle they are showing you ukuthi we have no future together. And when because of illoyalty you continue to stay, mina ngithi hamba Joe. Hamba, and if Bakshela somewhere else, then by all means, oh, malapa bakufuna to bakufuna kona because wow, abakufuni lana, and when you continuing to stay, I hamba shem Mbuyiseni. If ANC iyakushela, nawe shele kuqome shem because wow, if it's what you want, I hamba Joe. You cannot be loyal to somebody that is not loyal to you. Lo muntu uyakubona ukuthi angisakufuni. Uyakutshela, uyakubonisa ukuthi angisakufuni and wena ngoba uloyal, you decide to stay. Hey, batla ho herda. Batla ho herda.
One thing we must not forget about Dr. Mbuyiseni is the fact that he's very smart. He's playing the long game. He understands politics in its core nature. And silence is probably one of the loudest things that you can ever say, because whenever he's going to open his mouth, that will be you know, headlines and news. So he's not going to just give it up just for the sake of, you know, speaking. So I don't agree with you, Caesar. I think he's playing the long game.
In life, you don't have to respond to everything. Mbuyiseni is right. He must just gain his composure, azithulele, and then untaba ekhonjwa ukhona ngithi lapha ephathini uzabaphendula. So yeah, Mbuyiseni akazithulele nje. He must just nje keep quiet anga entertain into eziningi.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.